time to talk some Newcastle Knights. And joining us now, well, he's a Novocastrian that returned home to be the Knights director of football there, and that was in late July or early August. Got back there after, what, 2 decades there at the North Queensland Cowboys. Joining us is the Knights director of football, Peter Parr. Peter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Middo. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Appreciate your time. And now that you've been there for a few months back in Newcastle, I guess to what extent has it been eye-opening watching how the Knights operate? Or is it a football operation close to being a powerhouse again? How do you see it as you look at how the whole organisation works?
I think we're, if I'm being completely honest, I think we're a bit short of being a powerhouse. I think that we've got some really good building blocks in place. We've got, you know, great community, we've got a great junior network, we've got a good pathway system, but I think it's fair to say, mate, that for a long period of time now, the Knights haven't been able to actually nail it. And so, you know, that's part of, you know, a lot of my role now is trying to set it up. So, you know, eventually it can be a powerhouse, because I think there'd be a fair argument with a lot of people that it should be, given, you know, one team town and all the resources available to us.
Pete, it seems like you guys have always got the support and the fan base that every club craves. How much pressure now goes on to, you know, leadership, support staff, head coach? Again, it looks to me like you're looking to change the structure of play or change some important aspects of the Knights' on-field game this season in bringing in Jackson Hastings, Kalen Ponga probably moving into the halves. So how important is this for your fans, but also for the team to make it work this season?
Yeah, look, I think it's a really important year because, you know, a couple of years prior to last season, they were there or thereabouts. Yeah. And then, you know, we had a poor year in 2022. And I think that what we need to start doing, Michael, is start competing better against the better sides. Yeah. Our record against top four and top eight teams is not great. And you're right, we get a lot of great community support, but you can't be complacent about that. At the end of the day, you know, people will start to run out of patience if they, you know, don't see the team making some adjustments and some improvements. I don't think the Newcastle community, by any stretch, expect you to turn up every weekend and watch a win. Yeah. But they do have an expectation that they will turn up and watch a team that will be enthusiastic and competitive and, you know, represent the DNA of the town.
With that then, Pete, how do you get that balance with the superstar in Kalen Ponga? Now, I think we've all said when he plays for Queensland, oh my God, there's very rarely is there a better player on the field. And I've no doubt he would like that consistency playing for the Knights. When do you get to a stage where you take away the freedom for him to, if he wants to play fullback, but it's best for the team he plays six, you make that tough call? Or who sits with him and has the conversation and says, mate, the money you're on, I know there's a lot of expectation, I know there's a lot of pressure, but you need to live up to this because the best players in the game do.
Yeah, I think that's something that, you know, Kalen's well aware of. And you're right. You know, his form for Queensland is impeccable.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he plays those games like it's... he wants to win that game more than any other he's ever played in. And I think when you look at someone like James Tedesco, he plays like that every weekend.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Kalen needs to get to. And I think, sorry, boys, this is the
dogs are barking.
That's what happened when we used to be Kevin Walters, remember?
But, dogs think, agree, I reckon.
I think, Kalen's got to get, I think that's where Kalen would like to get to. I know he has a great desire to get more consistency in his footy. He knows that what he's capable of, and he also understands he hasn't done it, you know, on a consistent basis at club level. And, you know, I think he's getting to the stage of his career where, you know, he needs to start, you know, owning this footy team. It's got to be his team, a bit like, you know, the other great players, you know, Cameron Smith, Jonathan Thurston, Andrew Johns, you know, Darren Lockyer, they all own the team. In my opinion, anyway, yeah. And I think that's where Kalen's got to get to. He's still only a young man, but I think now this is where he's getting to it at this stage of his career.
Pete, how's his health, by the way?
I know, he's good, yeah.
Yeah, he's good to go?
I only just ran into him about 15 minutes ago, and you know, and he said he's feeling great. He's back doing everything at training, and he looks good.
Good stuff. Now, what about that swap that happened pre-season, Clemmer Hastings? Happy with filling a role there with Jackson Hastings in your team now?
Yeah, we are. You know, halfbacks, you know, good halfbacks in particular are hard to find. And we felt that we were well-stocked in the middle forwards during the year. The club went out and purchased Jack Etherington and Adam Elliott. And if you put those guys with the Siafridis brothers, and we got a young middle forward, Leo Thompson, who we got a lot of time for, we thought we were well covered with middle forwards, and there's no doubt we were lacking some expertise in the halves, and so we thought it was you know, a good fit for us. The Tigers were looking for someone to shore up their middle forward rotation, so I thought in the end it worked well for everyone. And look, we're delighted with our end of the bargain. We think Jackson will have a big impact on our club.
Peter, is the club still very much in the market for a fullback in the short term then, to potentially cater for Kalen's move into the halves?
Yeah, I think Adam O'Brien, our coach, would like to have the option of putting Kalen into the halves. And so there seems to be a lot more speculation about that outside of the club than inside. I think that, you know, ultimately Adam and Kalen and, you know, the coaching staff, I suppose, will ultimately decide where Kalen plays. But if we could snag a fullback, at least that would give Adam some options to consider. You know, at the moment, Kalen would be the only established fullback in the squad. So, you know, what we would like to do is potentially snag a fullback, and then at least that will give Adam options then of where he could play Adam and others, of course.
Peter, we get texts about, you know, from people in the Hunter about the Zach Hoskins, the Jock Maddens. And, you know, when we looked at Newcastle, when they were a powerhouse, it was obviously there was a very special player there in Andrew Johns, but a lot of other special players that were the very much homegrown products, particularly in a rugby league nursery, as you touched on. It's a club that seemingly struggled to keep its own, though. The issues you've identified in that pathway structure, obviously it's difficult though, because players can just go, you know, have a contract land on their desk and they can end up anywhere. But I suppose in that pathway structure, things you've identified that need to really improve to get those players staying in Newcastle.
Well, I think we've got to have a focus on local talent. Like this year, you know, our Jersey Fleet team, you know, were defeated in that's under 20, under 21s. They were defeated in Golden Point in the grand final by Penrith. Our SG Ball side ran second. So, you know, our two, you know, I suppose major junior sides both, you know, had particularly good years. So the key, obviously, for anyone is to try and hang on to your best local talent, and not only identify, you know, their playing ability, to bring them into an environment where they can learn and be educated and improve as people and as players, and you know, have an environment where they don't want to leave. And of course, we're a fertile area, mate. Like a lot of people that don't have the junior base of ours head to Newcastle because they think, you know, well, if we don't have them in our own backyard in Sydney, well, it's only 2 hours up the road, and you know, there's a big market there. So we do get a lot of competition, but we should embrace that. And there's no doubt that you know, we should have a goal of keeping more of our local juniors. You know, I grew up here, so I understand the importance of that. I was at a club for nearly 21 years and run through a lot of you know, locals through their system. So it's a real goal of mine to provide as many opportunities as we can for young guys in Newcastle and the Hunter region. It's just logically my point of view, and of course the real good ones, we just can't afford to lose anymore.
They did have one of the great stories, Wooden Spoon, for the NRLW, your women's side, premiership winners last year, incredible rise. You got a young girl in there called Jessie Southwell. How special is she, should I say, in amongst that team of you know, some established girls?
It's hard to believe she's only 17. Mm. you know, and what she did and her composure and the way she played, you know, and she had some superstars around her like Millie Boyle and Tamika Upton and, you know, Yasmin Clydesdale, who were established NRLW players. And at 17, to be able to, you know, to be able to direct them around and bark orders at them, you know, you two blokes played at the top level of your sport at a young age, and you know, you can only imagine what it must be like at 17 and having to tell established internationals what to do on the field, and she did it, you know, on her ear. So, you know, we're excited about her future. Yes, a great young girl, and she's special.
Well, Pete, really appreciate your time this morning and really looking forward to seeing how the Knights square up in 2023. Thank you.
Yes, so am I. Thanks for your time. Thank you.